I'm Mary Weeks, here with
Matt Trudell. Happy New Year and welcome to Columbia Matters Radio.
Hey Matt, Columbia Association was just recognized by Howard Magazine and its readers in Howard Magazine's annual awards, in which readers vote on the best that Howard County has to offer in 74 different categories. And CA received 4 first place awards for Best Golf Course, Hoppets Glen, Best Gym, Supreme Sports Club, Best Pool for Kids, Swansfield Pool and Mini Water Park, and Best Personal Trainer, Bonnie Pace. And CA also received a total of 4 honorable mentions in these 3 categories: Gym, Columbia Gym, Kids Activities, Columbia Sports Park, and another Kids Activity, Splashdown, and Pool for Kids, River Hill Pool. So we are so grateful here at Columbia Association to be honored and that you chose us. Thank you. So what do you think about that, Matt?
That's pretty impressive. That is I know one of the places that I worked at was up for one of the awards. When I was looking at the list, realized how big Columbia actually is. You know, you never really like think about it until you're going through. It's at 74 categories, and there was, I want to say, like at least 4 things in every category.
Well, Columbia Association prides itself in being there and providing these amenities for people in the community.
Congratulations to Columbia Association.
And something else that's coming up that is very exciting is Columbia's 50th birthday. Columbia will be turning 50 in June of 2017, and there is a full calendar of events planned to celebrate this very special birthday. Joining us in the studio to tell us more is Marlis East, and Marlis is the Managing Director for Columbia's 50th birthday. Welcome, Marlis, to the show.
Good morning, Mary.
So just tell us what's happening. What's going to be happening leading up to the 50th birthday? What's going to be happening on the birthday? And I hear there's some activities happening even after the birthday.
For sure. The birthday actually begins with the year 2017. And the first thing that we'll see are street banners that will line Little Patuxent Parkway and all the major downtown areas announcing the celebration. The actual celebration itself will begin on Sunday, March 19th. And on the 19th, which is a Sunday, at the Mall in Columbia between Maggiano's and Seasons 52, weather permitting, we will gather and celebrate the launch of the birthday with community, and our inside will be loaded with events from Nordstrom to Sears.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
It's going to be great. And throughout the year, there'll be 26 weeks of celebration through September 24th. And we will have highlights throughout the year. And the highlights among the community will be Howard County Public Schools will be celebrating together for the first time at Meriwether Post Pavilion on the 23rd of April. And on that Sunday afternoon, all the high schools will gather, and we will have segments from each of them, from their theater, arts, and dance departments, the Fine Arts Division, headed by Gino Malfino of Howard County Public Schools. A wonderful Sunday. And then we will also celebrate Founders Day in May on the 9th and 10th here at Howard Community College. And with those celebrations, a day will be dedicated to the men who created Columbia, the visionaries, the entrepreneurs, and the risk takers. That will be the first day on the 9th. And the second day on the 10th will be dedicated to the pioneers and the Rouse Scholars, which are a very important ingredient at the college.
I've done an interview with the Rouse Scholars.
Impressive group they
yes.
are. Jim Rouse was very dedicated to the college being here as part of the plan, but also very, very absolutely passionate about having Howard Community College exist.
And I'm one of the fortunate people to have experienced Columbia all 50 of its years.
Wow.
Yes, I grew up here and I love it. I have wonderful friends and my life has changed by, I guess I could say, where I come from and where I ended up is way different. And Columbia is a very special place to me, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine that 50 years ago today, there were no people living here except in the outparcels of Allview and the other surrounding communities. But today, 50 years later, there are over 100,000 people, and it's an award-winning community. And I think Jim Rouse would be really proud.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What is the actual 50th birthday?
The actual birthday is really, I think most people would look at the lakefront and say, this is where it all began.
Okay.
And they would look at the people tree, which is also going to be 50 years old on wow. June 21st. And along with that comes the Wild Lake Village, which was the first of the 10 villages. And that will turn 50, as will Hobbit's Glen, the golf course,
wow.
as will Merriweather come July 14th. And it's interesting when we talk about Merriweather and some of the famous people that have come through Merriweather and performed. But Van Cliburn was the first act at Merriweather. And there are kids now that'll say, who's Van Cliburn?
I was just about to say that.
And very quickly, famous Russian pianist. But at that time, very, very, very impressive in terms of a get. So the actual birthday is... It's a celebration of the community. It is not a lot of high and expensive acts coming in, dropping in to perform and leaving us. This is really about celebrating all the things that came through and came about because of Columbia. And with that, it's the schools, it's the college, it's the Merriweather Post Pavilion, it's
the
all
people.
The community and
the people,
and who are really going to rise and shine.
It's so, I grew up in Howard County. It's so different from even when I was younger. So, and I always hear people tell me how different it is from when they were younger. And
exactly.
You walk on campus right now, you know, people that haven't been here in a good 3-4 years.
Every day is a change.
They're like, what is going on at this campus? And same thing with the mall. I just went to the mall for like the first time in like 4 years. And I had no idea that the Maggiano's and like Chop House and all that stuff was there.
I think this is just the beginning of change, and you'll see a lot more as the buildings start to get higher,
mm-hmm.
as the density starts to increase, as the streets start to get a little bit closer to the roadways, because the whole idea is to create a much more urban sense of
mm-hmm.
place. So the Merriweather District, which is where Merriweather is in that new MedStar, is all part of the future, and the future is just as important as the past. So we'll celebrate that as our third chapter.
I know, with Rouse's vision to bring all people together, backgrounds, mm-hmm. income, mm-hmm. and all of that, mm-hmm. how diverse Columbia is,
and
to have grown up here, to have experienced that. My mother was that janitor who lived next to that CEO,
mm-hmm.
and to grow up going to Wild Lake High School, which was innovative with the open, the way the school was,
for
the
sure.
way we learned was really, I don't know if that was an experiment or not, but it was new. I mean, nobody had ever really been doing that.
That really speaks back to Jim Rouse's vision of inclusiveness and how determined he was that there would be a place for everyone. And the level of comfort, whether it's mixed marriages, whatever the situation, that this was home and this was welcome, and that people grew up feeling like, this is very special, and I think it ended up being a destination for those that weren't comfortable other places and finding home here and still talk about it.
And for him to create a city that is getting ready to turn 50, that has now been voted the best small mm. city to live mm. in by Money Magazine, is like, wow. It's like, really, like, it's, wow.
It
is. 50 years.
And it's a celebration unto itself. It really is. But it's back to what you said about the people. The talents. We had a line at the Rouse Company that we used a lot that said, the talents of each enrich us all. And with all of that comes a celebration that we are diverse, we are successful, we are urban, we are still suburban. And this is a habitat that I think he would feel very very proud of today.
Yes. So where can people get more information about all these events?
Sure. Our website is columbiamd50.com, and the calendar is posted, and all the events are, as they are currently planned, are listed, and check back regularly because we add things every day.
You have a Facebook page?
We do. We do indeed. It's ColumbiaMD50, and that's us.
Oh, my gosh. I can imagine just planning one day of celebration. To plan all these months mm. of celebration, I know it took a lot of hard work and dedication and love for this city to to be able to do that?
We have great committees. We are a nonprofit, and we are also a very small staff of two. So the committees are really running the show. And the coordination of that has been joyful because of the, I think it's the passion for this community and what it's become and how much people want it to be more in the future.
And you worked for the Rouse Company.
I did indeed. And
so you knew James Rouse.
Oh, indeed.
And you knew his passion for Columbia.
Passion for Columbia, passion for people above all else. And his passion was, if you would meet him, he would say, everything matters. And to this day, that's how we approach everything that we're planning for the birthday. And hoping that everything will matter and everything will make a difference as to how people perceive and appreciate what has happened here in the last 50 years. It's staggering to think that one man had a vision to create something of this magnitude and to see it play out. And it was not an easy vision to gain approvals for and get into the ground and have the money to do. So with all of its bumps and hurdles, to stand back and look at this and see what has happened, one just has to say, wow, it really is a thank you to vision, tenacity, and all those things that bring together a place.
As a resident of Columbia who grew up here, I want to say thank you to James Rouse, and I want to say thank you, Marlis, and to you and your team for working so hard to put this celebration together.
It's been a joyful experience.
This is Columbia Matters, and we will be right back.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Columbia Matters Radio. And have you gotten the opportunity to experience Haven on the Lake? If you haven't, you must go and check it out. Shannon Wandelier, wellness professional at Haven on the Lake, is here to tell us more. Now, I've checked it out. I've experienced it. If it didn't close and I didn't have to get kicked out, I probably would still be there. So, Shannon, tell us about Haven on the Lake. What's going on at Haven on the Lake?
Actually, a lot's going on at Haven on the Lake. We are a mind-body wellness retreat. So we have numerous amenities to really relax, de-stress, whether you're looking for a mind-body class, such as yoga, bar, tai chi. We have a wide variety of classes. Or if you literally are coming to just relax and almost do nothing.
I can close my eyes and just think about it right now.
We have a wonderful healing and relaxation environment, which consists of all of our aquatic amenities. Hot tub, a pool, tropical rain shower, crystal salt therapy room, lounge chairs. So you really can just come in and de-stress.
Why is that so great for us to go and relax?
People never take care of themselves. They're always taking care of other people. So they have a tendency to put themselves last. So this is a great opportunity to do something for yourself and just come in and enjoy some time that is greatly needed.
And the Still Point Spa is there as well.
That is correct. And they offer a wide variety of wellness spa services. Massage therapy, acupuncture, holistic skincare and facials, body wraps and scrubs, and manicures and pedicures. So we really do have it all.
And Matt, guess what?
What?
Men go to the Still Point Spa too.
Yeah?
Yes, they do. Our members are both male and female, all ages, all fitness levels. I mean, there really is something for everybody at Haven on the Lake.
Do you need an appointment to go?
You do not. We are membership-based, but we definitely welcome non-members and guests to come in and just enjoy our amenities on a daily basis. Obviously, for a spa appointment, we would certainly recommend an appointment. But if you're just coming in to relax and use the healing environments, no appointment is necessary. Just walk in, pay a daily admission, and stay as long as you want until, as Mary said, you get kicked out because we close.
And they're called healing environments for a reason because, you know what? Tell us about that salt room.
Absolutely. The salt room, not only is it relaxing, it is very beneficial for a wide variety of benefits. It helps boost your immune system. It rids your body of toxins. any upper respiratory issues that you may be having, whether it be a cold, allergies, snoring, any sinus-related issues.
It helps with snoring?
It does. It helps clear your sinuses and really just opens up your entire respiratory system. So it is very healing and very beneficial in addition to being very relaxing.
And I don't know why anybody would want to jump in a cold plunge, but I'm pretty sure it has its benefits too.
Absolutely. If you are, you know, working out, if your muscles are very tight, the cold water shocks your system. So it really releases, you know, your muscles, and it allows for quicker recovery for tight muscles.
You said something about a rainforest shower.
It's a tropical rain shower.
Okay.
So the shower head is actually very large, and the water is coming from up above you rather than a typical shower head that's on the wall. So the feeling is very different from having water fall directly down on you, and you can actually control the temperature as well as the pressure of the water flow itself.
And they have a steam room.
We have a steam bath and a sauna, absolutely, and a beautiful hot tub that has a gorgeous waterfall. Not only is it beautiful aesthetically, but it actually can be very, very beneficial as well. If you sit underneath of the waterfall, it almost gives you a nice shoulder and back massage. We do have several new amenities that we are offering. We have a new class called Aqua Spin, which is exactly what it sounds like. We have hydro bikes that are placed into the water, so you can actually take a fabulous spin class in the water itself. We've also incorporated some aqua circuit classes, which is essentially like a circuit. You're actually moving from a station to a station. The aqua bikes are one of the stations, as well as a trampoline, a pole, a TRX strap. So that's a great class to allow you to taste a variety of the aqua apparatus that we have. We also have some classes in our studios that are new as well. We teamed up with Louis Van Amstel from Dancing with the Stars, and we're offering a LaBlast class as well as a LaBlast Splash class, which is in the pool. They are very dance-oriented. And coming up in the winter and the spring, we are also going to be offering some ballroom dancing classes, not only to teach you how to ballroom dance, but to also allow members and guests to come in after the instruction part and just enjoy a dance class as well.
Now, can I buy a gift card for someone all year round that's not a member? Can someone come in with a gift card that is not a member?
Absolutely. We do offer Haven on the Lake gift cards that can be used really for anything that we offer at Haven. If you just want your guests to come in for a daily admission and enjoy the healing environments, if you want your guests to take a class, even if you want your guests to enjoy one of the spa experiences at the Still Point Spa, our gift cards can be used for a wide variety of amenities and benefits.
Where can we go to get more information about Haven on the Lake?
A couple different locations. Definitely, we have a beautiful website, which is havenonthelake.org. Havenforyou.org is a great place where you can go in if you're looking to have someone reach out to you. Fill out some information, and one of our wellness professionals will follow up with you immediately to answer any specific questions that you may have. Or I would more strongly recommend actually coming to visit, because you can really experience it. And you can sit down with someone and really, you know, understand the benefits and the amenities that we do have to offer. And we are located in downtown Columbia. We share the building with Whole Foods, so you've got, you know, a great partner there, located right on Lake Kittamukundi.
So next time you go to Whole Foods, go downstairs and check it out.
Absolutely.
What about the phone number? Can I call?
Of course. 410-715-3020.
Thank you, Shannon, for coming by.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. This is Columbia Matters Radio, and we will be right back.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show. It's January, and school is still in session. And I know that you will be wondering why I'm asking you this question. But do you have your kids registered for summer camp? And if you are like me, you'll wait until the last week of school. You'll say to yourself, school is going to be over next week. What am I going to do with my child? Well, you don't have to wait until June. You can register them now. And Charlie Thomas, CA Camp Manager, is here to tell us about CA's 2017 camp season. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We need to know all about the new camps that are being offered this year.
At Columbia Association, we offer a wide variety of camps. We have camps for kids ages 3.5 years age and and up. We have volunteer opportunities. We have sports camps. We have nature camp. And we also have art camp. And we include swim lessons with most of our camps as well.
Can't we register now? Isn't early registration taking place?
We are currently offering the early bird registration, where you can get up to 10% off all camps if you register between now and February 28th. We will continue regular registration after that, but you will be subjected to the 2017 camp prices.
Well, tell us about the camps that are being offered this year.
Well, we have Nature Extreme, which is a second year camp. This is a camp for middle school, and they do all the activities at Nature Camp, canoeing and archery, and they also do some more advanced activities like rock climbing, and they do some off-site camping as well for the older kids. We have My First Camp, which is a brand new camp this year. It's for ages 3.5 to 5 years old. They'll have swim lessons. They have rec swim. It'll be located at the Running Brook Neighborhood Center, and we're really excited about this.
What camps fill up fast? Like, what camps would it be real beneficial for parents to sign their kids up for now?
Nature Camp, we have two sites, one at Wild Lake, one at Lake Elkhorn. Nature Camp has been the most popular camp in the last 10 or 15 years.
When does camp officially start?
Well, camp officially starts on June 19th because the school year is supposed to end the week before. We are offering three camps: skateboard camp, art camp, and Camp Make a Difference. The rest of the camps will be operating from June 26th through August 18th.
What's Camp Make a Difference?
Camp Make a Difference is a camp where the kids can take an opportunity to volunteer with the agencies here in Howard County. They do volunteer projects. They go to the food bank. They go to the aging center. They go to Days End Farm. And they also, we infuse the recreation activities with it also. They swim twice a week, and they have a rec day on Friday where they go to Six Flags or Hershey Park.
Wow.
Instilling volunteerism into the children early.
Yeah. What's the age limit on that one?
That one is for 6th to 8th graders.
Now, if I need to bring my child early and they need to stay late, is that offered?
Yes, we do have extended care hours. Our camp hours are from 8:30 to 4, the regular camp hours, but we offer extended care for the parents who need that. That's 7 o'clock to 8:30 in the morning for the a.m. care, and for 4 to 6 in the afternoon.
Now, how many years has Columbia Association been providing camp in the area?
We've been providing camp for approximately 40 years now.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. That's a long time. And what about, are you accredited?
Yes, we are. We're regulated through the state of Maryland, and we're also accredited with the American Camp Association. And the American Camp Association, for the ones who are not aware, that's the top camping industry in the world. And we have approximately 800 camps in Maryland. Approximately 70 camps are accredited with the ACA, in which we are one of those.
And for those who can't afford to send their kids to camp, is there an option for them?
Yes, we do offer an income qualified program. You can get up to 50 to 75% off if you qualify. And the guidelines are listed in our camp guide. And each year we subsidize $80,000 to $100,000.
So, oh my gosh.
You know, the kids, they really get an opportunity. We try to make this a great opportunity for everyone in the area.
Will Camp Access be offered this year?
Yes, Camp Access is becoming more popular. That is the one camp that is for special needs, kids with special needs. This is located at the Wild Lake Nature Camp. They do almost all of the activities that the Wild Lake campers do as well. I mean, swimming, they do on the hikes, they do fishing. It's a great opportunity. It's like a 2-to-1 ratio. It's getting very popular. The kids love it. And not only the kids who are in the special needs access camp, but the kids who are in the nature camp itself, because they're doing activities right alongside them. And it's a great program.
So this year, you started something new. You're not just doing camp just in the summer. You're doing something every quarter. Can you tell us about that?
We have something called Camp Extra. Camp Extra, it's the main, and I guess, strategy for us is to get parents and the kids, keep them involved, keep them linked to our camp program. So in the fall, we had a campfire event, which was a free event that was over at Wild Lake. They came the parents and kids, they came over. We had campfires. We did s'mores. We did marshmallows. They had all camp activities. We did parent games. We had a great time. Now we're going to offer another program, which is called a snow tubing event. We will travel to the Avalanche Express up in York, Pennsylvania. This is going to be for kids ages 11 years and older. We will be leaving at 7:30 and coming back at 4:30. This is a great opportunity for kids to come out, enjoy the snow tubing with us. Our camp staff, we will actually run this program. It is, and we're pretty excited about it.
Can the parents come, or is this just strictly for the children?
This is just for the kids. This is just for the kids. You know, we will have some camp activities along with them, but, you know, we're pretty excited about going up to the Avalanche Express and doing the snow tubing. You know, this is a something that we've been trying to do last year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the kids will enjoy that, too. Mm-hmm. And this is the day that schools are closed?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, last year it was canceled due to the snow. We got snowed out. I couldn't believe it. We got snowed out twice.
Snowed out to go to snow tubing.
Snow event. Yeah.
Yes.
So how can people get more information about this upcoming camp season?
Well, they can go to our campsite, columbiacamps.org, or they can call the camp office at 410-715-3165. We will also distribute flyers in all of the middle and elementary schools. And you guys can, they can come and give us a call at any time, come to any of our CA facilities. We'll have brochures available there also.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate you coming in and telling us about the camps today.
Thank you for your time.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Thank you at home for checking our show out today. And to learn more about Columbia Association, please visit ColumbiaAssociation.org. And you can stay connected with CA on the following social media sites. Facebook at Facebook.com/Columbia Association. On YouTube at YouTube.com/CATV channel. And on Instagram at Instagram.com/ColumbiaASSN, and Twitter at Twitter.com/ColumbiaASSN, and on Pinterest at Pinterest.com/ColumbiaASSN. And Columbia Association's CA's Buy a Brick is back with customized bricks in a special section being created for Columbia's 50th birthday. Visit ColumbiaAssociation.org/bricks for more information. The sale ends on February 24th. The Maggie J. Brown Scholarship of Columbia Award application deadline is March 15th, 2017. Columbia Association Scholarship Program offers up to six $2,500 education awards. And for more information, you can call 410-715-3161 or visit ColumbiaAssociation.org/scholarship. And CA's Aquatics Department is now hiring for the summer 2017. They're hiring lifeguards, lesson instructors, swim team coaches, and pool managers. Visit jobs.columbiaassociation.org to apply online. And Matt, how can our listeners get more information about Dragon Digital Radio?
You can find us on Facebook under Dragon Digital Radio, same name under Twitter, Dragon Digital Radio. You can check out our podcasts at dragondigitalradio.podbean.com. You can visit us on the Howard Community College website. That's howardcc.edu/dragondigitalradio. And you can download our app for either Apple or Android. It's Dragon Digital Radio, and you can catch us whenever you are available.
And isn't there a very special benefit taking place here at HCC?
Yes, Mary. On January 8th, there will be the third annual No One Can Survive Alone benefit concert featuring the Bald Ballerina. For more information, make sure to email baldballerina@gmail.com.
Thank you at home for listening, and we'll see you next month.